to the Tulsa Music Stream. And now, your host, Scott and Janice Squires. You want the dirt? You've got it.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tulsa Music Stream. This is episode 105. Make sure you share on your favorite Facebook groups and pages. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit subscribe, hit the like, the thumbs up, and the notification bell, as well as on Twitter. We are at TUL Music Stream. This episode, we'll be joined with the guys and Josie Scott, the Josie Scott Band.
They are waiting in the wings for us to put them
on
camera.
The original voice of Saliva.
That's right. Let it be no mistake. He is here with us tonight. Again, thank you guys. Like Scott said, we appreciate it when you share the stream. It helps us with not only our overall views, but our live viewership as well. The reason we go live on Tulsa Music Stream is so you can interact with our guests. And we fully encourage you all to ask the guys some questions. They're kind enough to come on with us tonight right before they're about to eat dinner. So we're going to get them on here in just a couple of minutes. Real quick, you can always see Tulsa Music Stream on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch. I guess it's called X now. We need to update that logo. So if you guys can't ever catch it live, you can always catch the replay on those platforms. If audio is your thing, you can catch us on these podcast platforms as well: Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. I think we need to bring the boys in, don't you?
Let's do it.
Look at this. We got the full crew on their tour bus. They don't look that tired yet, and I'm digging that, man. I think the energy is high. I like it. How's everybody feeling out there, fellas?
Great. Excellent.
Good deal. Good.
Great.
Well, thank you guys for coming on. We appreciate y'all getting on with us right before your dinner break. Let's get to it. You guys are now three shows into the Parental Advisory Tour with Trapped, Edema, Tantric, and One Day Alive. It looks like it's been three amazing shows so far. You started it off in St. Louis, went to Cadillac, Michigan for a sold-out show, and then you had Cincinnati on the third night. You guys are in Maine right now getting ready to rock their socks off here in a couple nights. Tell us, how's the tour going so far? What's the vibe? Is everything going as well as pictures and video indicate?
Been fantastic, man. The bands have been really cool. We have become a lot closer with Edema and the guys in Trapped, and Tantric are dear old friends. Me and Hugo are friends for 20 years now, so it's been awesome, man. And they're getting to know them really well. You know, they're getting to know Nine and Barber and Ben over here very well, and it's just been really, really cool.
Yeah.
Now, Josie, you're a veteran of touring. You've been doing this for most of your life, and how cool is it to look over to these guys over to your left and see how all the excitement in their eyes, you know, saying the same things that you used to say when you were younger, doing all this. Do you see a lot, hear a lot of things that these guys say that you once were doing as well?
Absolutely. Nine especially is my favorite because he's like me, he's like a 12-year-old, you know, and he's like excited to see the architecture and excited to see the history and excited to see the artwork and the whole conglomerate of different things that we run into on the road, you know. He's excited to see all that, so it's new to me again. It's almost like he's a virgin and I'm getting to make love to a virgin. Wow.
Well, we respect that. We totally respect that. So let's get some input from the other guys that are sitting there with you.
Hey, you got to start it off with a bang, bro.
Dude, you did. A literal bang. That was nice. So, guys,
I told him not to talk about that.
Yeah, I know. Secrets on the bus. Tell me, guys, would you say, and each one of you can give an answer on this, what's most exciting for you? Maybe it's equally exciting, the performances or seeing all of these amazing, beautiful cities across not only the you know, this country, but other countries.
Yes.
All of it.
Canada. I'm actually enjoying getting to meet all these other bands.
Yeah.
All the people and talk shop and gear and trade trade secrets. I'm a behind the scenes kind of person anyway. I like how everything works. So,
right.
Of course, I enjoy all that stuff.
Sure.
You taking a lot of pictures with your drones or anything? You do anything fun?
I brought the drone. I just haven't thought to fly it yet.
Every cool place we run into that is a cool place to break out the drone, it says no drones.
Yeah. Damn it.
I had Rafal said that, no drones.
Ah, what a bummer.
So are you guys headlining every show on this tour, or are you guys splitting time with Trapped? Are you guys splitting time?
Well, at first we were just doing the headlining thing, and then we decided as a band, we kind of decided that we were going to flip-flop the different shows.
Right on.
And Trapped was going to close the night like every other night, and then we're going to close the night other nights.
Cool.
You kind of answered one of my other questions I was going to have. You know, do you guys get a lot of hang time with the other bands as far as like before and after the show? It's not one of those deals where it's just like wham, bam, get up and play and then boom, off to the next city. Y'all are getting to bond.
In just three shows, we've hung out with all the other bands a lot already. All of them, really. I mean, our buses park right next to each other, so it's kind of like a little campground. And no, man, everybody's been really, really cool. All the guys in Tantric and the guys in Trapped and Edema, everybody has got along tremendously, and that really makes everything a lot cooler and run a lot more smoothly.
Yeah. Sounds like there's no ego. So I have to ask, since the three of you sitting to Josie's, it would be Josie's left, our right, since you guys are kind of somewhat tour virgins, are you all going through any hazing from these other guys?
I mean, I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
I don't know.
No, I don't think there's been any hazing.
I think it's like we said earlier. It's just exciting to, you know, because honestly, not to make light of it, but the guys in Trapped and the guys in Edema and the guys in Tantric, we've been doing this for 20 years, so it's not new to us. And we need something to make it new for us. And what better than to have, you know, four individuals out here that have never been this far, you know, like Ben was talking about. I'm further away from home now than I was almost when we were in Alaska. We're almost 1,600 miles from Tulsa. Jeez. So to see them get to enjoy what we call the road movie, which is watching all the scenery go by out the bus window, and, you know, seeing the mountain ranges and the different, like, beautiful, like I said earlier, architecture and churches and buildings and what the downtowns look like, you know, it becomes a fingerprint on your mind of what these different cities look like. And to see that all be new to them again, it's new for me.
That's
you
so
know,
cool.
But what I think is cool, I like to get far enough away from home where, like, the people that talk, when they talk, their accents are different, and and the kinds of trees are different, and the buildings are built differently. It's really exciting to see. I love it. I always said I wanted to see United States, all of the United States, and man, I've almost done that. So it's now I have other continents to conquer.
I'm going to ask him that again in about a year and a half. be careful. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Well, you guys been to L.A. You played the famous Whiskey a Go-Go not too long ago. Yeah, not too long ago, you guys
were actually going back. We're going back in December.
Sweet.
That's great. And you guys also played, speaking of December, you guys played in Alaska. And tell me how that was. I mean, not many people get to go to Alaska.
Alaska was great. I think both shows were killer.
What was our runner's name? Like Steve Pierce or something?
It was Pierce.
I want to give a shout out to him because he was amazing. Cool. He was so cool.
The people in Alaska were amazing.
And that's another cool place for me because I've never been to Alaska.
Yeah.
Well, next up is Antarctica.
I've never been to Ireland.
A window wiper is going crazy. Look at this.
Oh, wow. Yeah, listen, you guys picked the right time to get out of Oklahoma. Boy, we got some bad tornadoes last night. Barnstall just got demolished. It was pretty bad. So I'm glad you guys are safe. I want to talk real quick, and someone brought this up in the chat room. I'm going to bring it up now. Not only do you guys have a super full, May of dates, you've got a lot more dates than even what this screen here shows. I want to make sure the folks in our area know about the Shrine show that you guys will be doing here in Tulsa on August 3rd with Aaron Michaels, Dime Store Riot, Shelter in Place, and She Hates Me Not. Everybody needs to go get their tickets for that show on StubWire. But I also want to talk about the VIP experience, because I think this is something important. It's just one more way for the fans to connect closely with you guys. Josie, tell us a little bit about what the fans get when they sign up for this VIP experience.
Well, it's a totally new thing for us, and I never got to do this back in the day with Saliva, so it's just a way for us to get closer to the fans. It's a way for us to spend more one-on-one time with them. A way for us to connect more. It's a way for them to get to see, sort of get to pull the curtain back a little bit and see what goes on with, the nuts and bolts behind the scenes and how we set things up, how the show really comes together, how the backdrop is pieced together and the scrims are put up, and how everything is organized and ready for showtime. They get to see all those things happen in real time. And, we do a little question and answer period with them. We pass out photos and sign autographs for them and take pictures with them as well. And, we have merchandise now, so we're just really excited to actually be a fully functional, working, running apparatus now. We're really excited about it. We got all the bells and whistles now.
And see, I'm a lot like Ben. I like the behind the scenes stuff. So I would totally be into that VIP thing, because I want to see the guitar pedal boards. I want to see how everything gets set up. I find myself sometimes I'll be watching a band and I'll be watching the crew, just because I'm just fascinated by what they do. And they're such unsung heroes. Speaking of, why don't we bring up you guys' unsung hero? I've got a picture of him here. Tell us what this guy, Jody Pease, means to you guys. How much he adds to, there he is. Hey, buddy, good to see you. Let me put you on screen so people can see you here. There he is. There's the man with the plan right there.
This he is our hero.
He is your hero. Tell us what all Jody does for you guys while he's on the road with you.
So funny, because they do that all the time, all day long. They're like, Jody, Josie, Jody, Josie. So he's like the to me.
Hey, person.
To me, he's the sixth member of the band. Yes. We would not be able to do this without him. Because I believe a band is only as good as their sound guy.
Yes.
And can be a great band and have a not so good sound guy and have a really shitty show.
And that's right.
I think Jody makes that possible every night to make us sound like rock and roll, like rock and roll stars, like we should. And I think that he does a great job of that consistently every night. So consistent. He's like the grilled chicken at Waffle House. He's perfect every time.
Wow. Somebody's getting hungry. We won't keep you on super long. No, we do want to get into more stuff with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
If we could. Scott, go ahead.
Now, I know a year ago we lost a founding member, guitarist Wayne. That had to be a devastating ordeal for you. I don't know exactly how you got the news on how all that unfolded. Can you take us back to that moment when, I don't know if you read it online or if you got a phone call about the passing of the legendary guitarist Wayne?
I was just going through my regular day there in Tulsa. I had just dropped my kids off at school, and I went to the gym, and I had Just went through my workout and was doing my miles on the treadmill. And I got on about mile number three and my phone just started blowing up. And it was Bobby. And I was like, why is Bobby calling me? You know, and my heart just immediately sank for some reason. And I picked up the phone and he goes, you know, he wasn't saying things in complete sentences. He was sort of staggering to talk, and I can't hear as a musician. So I'm getting outside of the gym and I'm like, what's happening? Please just tell me what's happening. And he said, he explained, I won't go into the gruesome details, but he explained what had happened to Wayne. He explained that he had been airlifted from the side of the road to a hospital in Pittsburgh, and that we were just hoping and praying for the best. And but you know, he was like, you know, he just didn't sound positive about it at all, and that scared me to death. And then, you know, as I stood there freaking out, making other phone calls to other people in our organization, Bobby called me back and he said, man, it doesn't look good, bro. And that he just kept saying, it doesn't look good, bro. And then that was all I kind of remember.
Wow.
We're certainly sorry for your loss. Now, Josie, we want to ask you some questions. I want to preface this by saying, please don't say anything that's going to cause any trouble for yourself. But we do have some questions for you that we'd like to bring on the table. Feel free to not answer them if you don't want to. But is it your hope and desire that you and the guy sitting next to you can eventually perform under the Saliva name?
You know, of course that's my hope, you know, because I've always wanted the name to sort of go full circle, you know, and come back home. You know, whether that happens remains to be seen. You know, I think there's things that I think are fair and things that the other camp thinks are fair. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it all shakes out.
Are you guys in communication with each other to try to reach that gentleman's agreement where both sides get something desirable?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we did notice like there were some name changes. You know, you went through with the Josie Scott original voice of Saliva, and then it was Josie Scott Saliva, and then you went back. And I didn't know if that was with departure or with the Red Alert management. Are you still looking for management as we speak, or are you guys going in as alone?
No, we have representation right now. We're just, you know, basically all I've been trying to do this whole time is appease the other side.
Okay.
You know, I'll leave it at that. That's fine.
Yeah, we need to be careful. We respect that. I mean, definitely our hope is that you guys can have all of your dreams,
yeah,
everything you want, and hopefully those guys on that side can continue making a living. I mean, you see this all the time. You know, you've got so-and-so's rat. You've got so-and-so's great white. I mean, I know these battles happen all the time, but we certainly hope that you all can reach a positive resolution.
Yeah, I will say that Bobby, at least, you know, when the news has said it, it was awesome to see you out playing music again. I know you've mentioned maybe finishing up some songs that Wayne had with Bobby. I don't know if that's ever going to come out or not, but you know, that's the stuff we've been reading and everything as we were doing research for you.
Really what it boils down to is we're getting to go to cool places and play music, and that's what we love to do. So no matter what happens, we're getting to do cool shit.
Period. Yeah, absolutely.
And legacy of this music will always be the legacy of this music, because at the end of the day, as I've always said, this business is not about band names, and it's not about personalities. It's not about Josie Scott. And it's not about Bobby Amaru. It's about songs, 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 songs. At the end of the day, when we all put our head on the pillow at night, it's always going to be all about songs. Well,
speaking of songs, you guys are recording and doing a demo. I know there was a new song called "Say My Name, Bitch." I was right. Well, I don't know if that's the title of it yet.
Who put that there?
I don't know what
we did.
Touche.
It's kind of like brick house. You know, there's one word missing from that phrase.
Give us the correct title. But
I know you guys are working on some new music. What's the future for anything new to come out with you guys? And how far along are you?
I mean, we're just sort of getting our feet wet. You know, we've been really busy on the road, and we're just enjoying life out here on the road right now. We're enjoying getting back in touch with the fans and helping them to realize that we're back out here. You know what I mean? That the original voice of Saliva is back out here with a brand new killer band. You know, I'm so proud of these guys, and I you know, with all due respect to all the guys in Saliva and the legacy that they've the original guys in Saliva and the legacy that they've left in this music industry, you know, I've this is as happiest as I've ever been in a band, because there's just a different vibe, and you know, everything's new, and we communicate really well. You know, if we have a problem, we come discuss it and we work it out, and we don't backbite each other. We don't we don't run over each other. We don't bully each other. And we're just kind and loving to each other, and we just run like a well-oiled machine. And I'm happy to be a part of this outfit. And you know, it's been amazing.
I agree. We don't fight. We all get along. We act like 12-year-olds. There's a lot of farting. I don't think there's been any arguments among any of us. Honest to God, not any.
That's great.
Well, let's.
That helped for, like, you know, friends to come into the band already. You know what I'm saying? We already had a relationship. And then Josie's a sweetheart. Dylan's great. Yeah. No fights.
Well, that's a good formula for staying together for a very long time. I got to read some comments to you guys in the chat room. You guys have some family members in here, Ben. I hope you've seen that your kids are in here saying hello to you and sending their love. And I saw you wave at them. So, hello, kids. We love you. Shout out from your dad. That's too cool.
Banana.
Kendra That's Bostick's a, in here saying, I'm a fan of you guys no matter what. Keep on rocking. Leslie says, he's very true. The band name is Minor. It's all about music and performance. Todd Herman says, can't wait to see you dudes in Tulsa. Timothy Hughes says, you can imitate, but you can't. I think he meant duplicate the OG. He said duplex, but I think he meant duplicate the OG.
Duplex the OG. I want to
that, damn it. Good stuff. So, oh, yeah, there's Don Hosterman. We need another family-friendly outdoor show without crazy storms. Haley is ready for another concert. Let's make that happen, guys.
Yeah.
Just a couple more questions I'm curious about, and then we'll start getting ready to cut you guys loose. How tough is it for y'all to maintain healthy habits on the road? I mean, level with us, man. Like, are you eating at Waffle House at 3 a.m. every night?
Yes, yes we are.
Hey, look at that.
Let's only show her the good food.
Well, this is all I've been eating.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Okay. Good for you.
Lots of water.
Yeah.
Hey, just like us, it's all about the fruits and nuts.
I want to know about the set list. I know when you guys do your own shows, the show's a lot longer now that you're kind of compacting it with other bands. You had kind of had to throw in all of your hits and everything. What's the difference in your set list this go on this tour as the difference from your solo shows?
You know, I'll tell you, when I was in back in the original Saliva back in the day, when they would shorten the set, we'd be like, oh, thank God. Oh, cool. But in this band, when we have to shorten the set, we're like, man, what?
Yeah, it's like, it's already over. What happened?
Yeah.
We just
enjoy, not that we didn't enjoy playing in the original guys, because we did, but we just, I don't know, there's such a new appreciation for this music this time around, and we just enjoy giving the fans their money's worth, you know. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to see a band for 45 minutes, you know, for $35 ticket. We want to give them 2 full hours of music and stay up there as long as we can. We want to do a little bit of storytelling and you know, give them what they want, you know what I mean? And when we have to shorten that, it's heartbreaking to us, kind of.
Yeah.
Right on.
Cool. So I know when you got those 17-hour drives on the bus and or the van, whatever, which however you're transporting to the next venue.
It's this bad boy right here.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. What are you guys doing on your downtime? You catching up with the NBA playoffs? What, do you got something going on in your iPods? What's on your playlist?
We just got through all, I think about 3 or 4 of us just got done watching the Tom Brady roast. Yeah. And that was pretty damn funny. I recommend it.
The GOAT, baby.
He now has 8 rings, right?
Yeah. The Kevin Hart joke was the best.
Yeah. You guys seen it?
Yeah.
Well, but we heard about that comment that he said Brady had, 7 rings, but now he's got 8 because Giselle gave hers back.
Yeah, I know. If you can watch that, it's really funny. So I think 3 or 4 of us just watched that today. What else can we do? We lay around in our bunks and daydream. Yeah.
That's cool.
My favorite part was when Ron Burgundy came out and just absolutely leveled the place.
You guys getting ready to watch the Dallas Mavericks and the Thunder basketball game tonight?
Hell yeah. And the Padres.
Yeah, Justin and Ben are totally into that, right, Scott.
I want to ask Justin, hey, how's it feel to always have a drum riser? There's like, you set your shit up and you get to walk away, put a sheet over it. And then everyone else has to set in front. That's got to be an amazing feeling for you.
It's pretty awesome, man. And I'm up there and see everybody, and
very
he gives
cool.
us.
He's got the best seat in the house.
It's the best seat. It really
is. No kidding. Yeah. Well, we'll start wrapping this up. I want to put this flyer up on the screen one more time, guys. Make sure if you're here in Tulsa or the surrounding area, you got to get your tickets on Stubwire to come see the fellas at the Shrine on August 3rd. It'll be Josie Scott Band with special guest Aaron Michaels, Dime Store Riot, Shelter in Place, and She Hates Me Not. You got to be there. And gosh, really, any of you that are watching tonight that are from all over the country, I have a feeling you're going to be able to see these guys somewhere at an area near you because they are very busy. Sorry. I'm getting a call from the doctor's office. I don't know why.
They're in Maine. Is it Mormon? Herman.
You're busy.
Right now we're in Bangor, Maine. Ben, why don't you show them outside the window? Bangor, Maine.
Let's see.
There we go.
Bangor, Maine.
Dude, that's so pretty.
That's cool.
Man.
Yeah.
Josie, get the big bunk there in the back?
We both do.
No, we all got we all got big bunks.
That's great. Whoa. Herman, Maine. You guys are there. Is it tomorrow night or the 9th?
Tomorrow.
It's the 9th.
The 9th.
Yeah. We have another day.
And then you're at Artie's Bar and Grill there in New Jersey. So after Maine, you guys go to New Jersey. A lot of driving, man. I hope you guys stay safe, man.
Yes, definitely. Thank you guys so much for your time tonight. We love you. We're sending our love from home.
I want to give a shout out to our awesome bus driver, Mike.
There he is.
He's amazing.
Dude, I don't know how you do what you do. It takes a trooper to do that job. God love you, man.
He keeps us in diesel and air conditioning. That's all I care about.
I do have one more question since Dylan wasn't able to be in the shot. But what's it like to have your stepson? Is that correct?
Yeah. He's amazing.
He's been in the band the longest out of everybody. And do you remember when he was first starting to play guitar and you're like, hey, man, this guy's got some chops, man. And you decided to throw him in the band. What's it like playing with your stepson?
Well, I remember being on the road in 2008, and I was on the bus about to get ready to go on stage, and somebody came up to me, and they said, hey, man, you know Dylan's playing Guitar Hero? And I was like, that kid's going to be a guitar player.
So
and
cool.
I was right. But, yeah, it's a total family affair, man. It's a pleasure, you know, getting to, you know, be a part of his life when he was growing up. I didn't always get to be in his life, you know, but I did get to as much as possible, and getting to spend this time with him now is just you know, amazing. It's really, really amazing to have that connection with him. And like I've told Dylan a million times, even if he wasn't my stepson, he's still a hell of a guitar player. He's an amazing rhythm guitar player, and he's got that bounce that I've always loved from the rhythm section. And JB are, you know, right together with Nine, and they are the best rhythm section in the world, in my opinion.
Man, it's you guys got a good thing going on. The chemistry's great. Just the sky's the limit, y'all. And we do send our love and prayers for safety and a successful summer tour for you all. Stay in touch with us. Let us know how we can help you promote things further. And please go get some dinner, okay?
Yes. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, love y'all. We'll talk to you soon. Y'all take care.
All right.
Bye. Thanks, guys. Bye. See ya. Bye.
Bye, guys.
You guys,
thanks,
appreciate
buddy.
You guys.
Yeah,
thank you for supporting us.
Thanks, Cole. Cool. Take care. Love you.
We're gonna go get.
Oop. Uh-oh. Now, didn't mean to do that.
Now, did Doug Burgess? Did I saw something where?
So yeah, Doug Burgess was supposed to come on with us tonight.
I thought I saw him come in or something.
Oh, did he?
I didn't know. I saw an invitation or something. I don't know.
Oh no.
Okay.
No.
Well, thank you guys for sticking around with us in the chat room and everything. These guys were starving. We tried to get them on earlier, and the bus was moving, and they were going through mountains and crap, and we just had some horrible.
It was a bad connection.
Yeah, bad connection. So we decided to wait it off a little bit and everything. But
and I'm glad we did.
We appreciate you guys sticking it out with us, and we had great numbers and all your love and support. Hopefully they'll come and read everything in the chat room and answer some of your questions. But thanks again, and everyone on YouTube and everyone on Facebook and Twitter. We appreciate you guys, and on Twitch. And of course, like we say, you know, if you're in your car, if you can't ever catch an episode, we're always on the podcast platforms like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, and so many more. So we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Thank you guys for chiming in. Kendra, Kimberly McCray Baker, Bernadette Goodman, Tim Montfort, Jamie Hooper, Daryl Steiner, Don Hosterman. It just goes on and on. Thank you all for your wonderful show of support tonight. Let's talk a little bit. We were going to have Doug Burgess on this evening, but he had a family obligation, so he was not able to join. But we want to make sure we talk about an extremely awesome show that he is bringing to Tulsa. Let's put this up on the screen. Actually, let me preface that. We're going to be talking to the band, the singer of the band that he's bringing to town. Here on Tulsa Music Stream, we're going to interview Sean Perry of the Four Horsemen. Now, this is a Metallica tribute band, and they are freaking amazing. Go check out some of their videos on YouTube. Awesome. So we're going to talk to Sean about the upcoming show and their band. That the interview is going to be Tuesday, May 21st at 6 p.m. Central. Now let's talk about the show. This is the show Doug Burgess is bringing to town. DEB Concerts presents the Four Horsemen, a celebration of Metallica. Scott's and my band Rocket Science has the privilege of opening the show for those guys that night. This is going to be on Friday, May 31st. The doors at 7, show at 8. Go get your tickets right now at stubwire.com. I think this is going to sell out. These guys are very popular, and they're amazing. I mean, I'm not sure. Some people say they're the best Metallica tribute band in the country. I believe it after some of the stuff I've seen. So make sure you get your tickets to that show at stubwire.com. Again, that is Friday, May 31st at the Venue Shrine, the Four Horsemen. We also want to thank Doug for his sponsorship of this show. Don't forget, he's got his stage at Rocklahoma. If you guys don't have your Rocklahoma tickets yet, make sure you get those and go out there and have a great time that night.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to say something?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Oh,
I was just
okay.
Grabbing my phone.
Oh, I'm going to keep going here. Thanks to our other sponsor, Sycamo Filmworks. If you have any video needs, contact him at sycamo@gmail.com. Oki PC, if you have IT needs, get a hold of Dustin Little at 918-640-0892 or email Dustin at okipc.com. If you need pictures done for your band or business, contact shipmanphotos.com. Your branding done right. And Lastly, if you need screen printing done, go to our friend Todd at Identity Merch.
Help us out. Get us a Tulsa Music Stream shirt.
Yeah, you can order those off of our Facebook page. Go find the website link and click on that and order a shirt and sport the TMS threads around town for us. We appreciate that. We mentioned at the start of the show, you can always catch Tulsa Music Stream on YouTube, Facebook, X, and Twitch. You can see us live or the replays are all available there. If audio is your thing, check us out on our podcast platform, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeart, Apple, Google, and more. Man, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun checking in with family, man. That was, they seem like, they look well rested. They look like they're not worn out, and that's a good thing. I like that.
Now, this is the longest stretch that they've had to face so far.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the other ones.
Had to face.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, this is the one that they've had to go out the longest and stay gone the longest and, you know, play multiple shows in a row, you know, a couple days off and then a few more shows. So,
it's a grind.
You know, right now they're the, like, you know, they've done three shows and a couple days off now and then.
It's back on.
You know, it starts to become a grind. And just like Josie said, I'll ask you that in a year and a half, you know?
Yeah.
So he understands that there's, you know, there's, it's fun and games now because it's all new. It's like, you know, being a newlyweds, I guess. And then, you know, you start to, see the grind, but you gotta be tough. You gotta be a tough skinned person to, endure those, long afternoons and evenings and very little sleep situations, but looks like they're taking good care of themselves.
They are. It takes warriors to be able to do what they're doing. Oh, look, we have spam in the chat room. We're not going to read that one, but we are going to read the comment from Dax Anderson, tuning in from Sioux Falls, South Dakota for the first time. Josie Scott and his band are awesome. Yes, they are. They are kicking some butt out there. Guys, we really appreciate you all tuning in. Please do share this stream with your friends. If they missed it live, they can catch the replay. Help us grow our channel. We really appreciate your support. And once again, we will see you guys back here on Tuesday, May 21st, when we talk to Sean Perry of the Four Horsemen, that Metallica tribute band that is so awesome. That'll be at 6 p.m. Central that night. If you don't have anything else, I'm going to sign off. Are you good?
Yeah, we got tuning in from Sioux Falls.
I just read that.
I'm sorry. But I had to unhide it. It was hidden. Mine was hidden on here for some reason. I don't know. I guess, because you know why? Because they didn't have a...
it's okay, hon.
No, I had to unhide it. They don't have a profile picture, so that's why it automatically hides it.
Hey, OCR slots. Hey, I'll just...
So you're looking at YouTube and that other one. The other spam was from Twitch.
Oh, I didn't see.
So that's that. That's what was going on.
Gotcha.
There.
Gotcha. Bernadette, great interview as always. Thank you, hon. We appreciate you. And thank you for subbing to our YouTube channel, OCR Slots. We appreciate that.
We received 100 messages. So cool.
Man, old age kicking in. Paul, that kicked in a long time ago. So anyway, we're going to get out of here. We love you guys. Appreciate you. Stay safe out there. God be with all the people that are cleaning up from all the storm damage last night. We're definitely thinking about you all and praying for you. We'll see you guys back here soon on Tulsa Music Stream. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.